But somehow there is a new edit that has never been into anything before, where now, it, as a part of Greedo's garbled alien speech, at the very end, he says,
And
McClunky.
then
Right
he
before he
gets
gets
shot.
The
yeah.
His last word.
it's not translated, and it's clearly not part of the same recording as the rest of his speech.
I had heard about this, but I had not heard it until he, Nick played it on the show.
Oh,
and it was
good
so
God.
Fucking...
Can we bring it up? We gotta bring it up.
So insane. All right,
I got you. We're,
you
yeah.
It's you have a, it's bookmarked,
recently
right?
Watched.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. So I watch it every day before I go to work.
Why did you say that?
McClunky.
What did he mean by this?
I think it's like Baba Booey.
It's like Bazinga. They wanted it to catch on.
It's like, here's Johnny's.
They wanted to be able to put that on a t-shirt, I feel like, right?
It's definitely in his alien language. It's like, fuck you.
Yes, I bet you have. McClunky. You yeah. really did outdid yourself this time, George.
I mean, would he have any involvement in that
he
at all?
He must have. Because, like, Disney didn't edit. Disney didn't record new dialogue. I think this is
why
like,
not?
Hey,
it doesn't sound...
George, can you send us over the masters for...
He's like, let me...
He's like, oh, yeah, I just put this one together.
I just finished it. You want this week's or last week?
He just sits there
He's recutting
changing
it daily.
Little things for no reason.
He's got Adobe After Effects on his computer.
That is...
adding CG to the background.
Crazy.
He does it himself. That's why it looks
so
bad.
Adding Lando Calrissian
to
Tatooine.
So George Lucas is out here adding McClunkies to his old films. I have to cut McClunky from this podcast.
We had to cut multiple McClunkies out of our show.
Right. Because like we watched it the first time. We bust out laughing. And then I want to say it's George. Says like, wait, hold on. I have to hear it again. There's no way that's actually what it is. And so we just sit there quietly and listen to the clip again. And then
before Nick got shot on the Gilgamesh episode, I think I said McClunky too. That was cut.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Please Don't Listen to This. Your Life Depends on It, the show where we do something different every single week.
I'm going to force it into the edit.
Every
cut it out.
Single week, I can't cut it out. That's in the intro.
I didn't get to do it last time. All right, anyway.
And this week, we got a little bit meta with it. And we solicited ideas for our show. That's right.
We mined our friendships for content this week.
I wouldn't describe it like
that. That's what this show is.
Yeah.
It's not too out of the ordinary.
We chose to find life experiences that our friends and coworkers and family were doing and say, do you think we should do that for the show?
I attempted to do that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, it broke down.
We'll talk about it.
Breakdown at some point. So, who do I have here with me today? I have three of the finest idea havers in the entire world here, all of whom send me wonderful ideas every day, like you should invent a hammer with a camera inside every single day.
So you can see what you're smashing.
I have Seb.
Yeah.
I have Alex.
Oh, hello. I don't get
I
a different Cam. Thing. Oh,
yes. I have Cam.
Wow.
Rapid
it doesn't. This topic does not lend itself well to the names thing.
Yeah.
Without
it's,
giving
yeah.
away,
it's
the
hard
thing.
To get three different things. You're right.
Right. So we will be talking about that a little bit more in the second segment, I assume. I am your host, Nick, and I actually, Cam, did I introduce you without giving you a chance to talk?
No, you said
me. All right, perfect. Yep. So,
that one's Cam.
Yeah.
For our first segment, since we are being a little meta with this episode, I did something that I love to do and brought an article to the show.
Wow.
This is a lovely little reading series, and I don't think, unlike last time, the article itself is not like hilariously stupid on its own, where we did the podcast boyfriends one.
Yeah. That one was wild.
But I found this, I get these like recommendations things, these horrible, horrible advertisements. And sometimes I save them. I'll like bookmark them for later because I'm like, all right, this will be good for a rainy day.
You know, spend enough time using the word podcast on the internet where they know that you're related to it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Podcast is Nick's mom. That's how they're related.
Yes, exactly. So I pulled this one up that I liked, and I thought it was funny, especially for us, because we don't really have – we have so few fans that are people that are – all right, yeah, get it out. Get it out.
Well, the thing what is, if someone heard that – then it kind of debunks the well, I don't know.
Right. You're the only falling in the forest situation. Yeah.
You're the only one.
What I mean is that we have so few people that listen to the show that we don't already know that the topic of this is funny to even think about in regards to our show. This is from a website called Inside Hook, which I have never, ever heard before in my life. Mm. What if your best friends are podcasters you've never met? There are pros and cons to one of the most common parasocial relationships.
I've heard of outside ladder, but inside hook?
Yeah, inside hook. I was trying, hook I was like spending a little bit of time on the
well, I was thinking like, front page of like firemen and like hook and ladder, but that's just me. Okay.
We've got,
I don't know what the opposite of a hook is.
Off to a great start.
Yeah.
But like the front page of this website has such wonderful articles as Do Friendship Apps Work? One man swipe to find out.
Oof.
And
do they have dating apps like, for friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like loners.
People aren't just trying to fuck the people that are looking for friends.
Right.
I mean,
that's like a you know.
You could just go make a friend.
What?
On the internet.
Hey, I mean, you guys couldn't find three people to
you
talk.
Had me and in the first half, Seb.
And
you
if
really
you
did.
Fuck them. It's you know, it's things happen.
Yep.
And then. There's this one, which I think is about Perfect Days, without reading it any further. Acclaimed film inspires a yearning for better public restrooms. So that's...
I agree.
That's what this website is like. I have never
that
heard of this
Dune,
website before,
right?
And I have to assume...
that sorry, they... I'm sick of pissing in the suit. Why isn't there a place I could go?
The water's too valuable.
Water's it's called a still suit because I'm still wearing it.
Don't waste it.
Called the still suit because you're still talking about it. However,
Man.
Okay, during the month of April, we're publishing a series of interviews, essays, advice columns, and reported features about male friendship crisis in the U.S.
Wow.
Which we don't have to worry about, I hope.
Male friendship crisis.
A troubling slice of the loneliness epidemic. There's no one size all. But we're breaking it down from all angles in the male friendship equation. So that's how this fits in. This person is describing, like... sure, I have friends. It's, you know, Griffin and David from Blank Check. They're my best friends.
I do like those guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like them in the same way I would like, I don't know, like a television performer or whatever. You know, I'm trying to think of a good example. Fucking Conan O'Brien or something. Right. Like, I don't think of them even
I heard
though
he ate Hot Wings. Listening. It was cool. Yeah,
that was a really, really good skit. Mm. Like
people are talking about it.
Yeah.
Viral.
It's because he's actually trying to be funny on there. Most people just let the comedy of them sweating and crying and screaming.
And shitting and pissing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. While they're...
there, that's what I was trying to get
while
to.
While they're asked questions like, so you have a movie coming out.
Yeah.
while they're asked questions like that, and then like you can see... the snot and tears running down their face and like that they let that be the comedy, but Conan approaches it as like this is an opportunity for me to perform comedy, so he's like sticking the bones in his pocket when he's done with the wig.
It's a good bit.
legendary comedian. He just announced really a new show too.
Somebody just posted in Big's animation server, one of our friends, Josh, he just posted a bit from the Conan O'Brien show where he used to have like one of his graphic designers do like a bit where he's just sitting in a recliner And it's like his recliner of rage. And then he just goes on very monotonely about how Toonami took Cowboy Bebop off the schedule and put it in case closed. And he's very angry about it and why they should put it back.
That's funny. Yeah, that's we really should do one. That's a good suggestion, actually. If anyone's a comedy nerd listening to this, we should do old Conan O'Brien.
That would be a
Tonight Show.
Famously tall man.
I have a couple things I did want to bring
tall.
Up.
I think that this is the time to bring it up.
He's very tall.
He's insanely tall.
He's always sitting down.
He's like... Well, he used to stand up.
Well, fuck. God damn, I was 2 seconds away.
I mean, he didn't do stand-up, but he had a talk show.
A study published in 2022 concluded that 51% of Americans have a parasocial relationship, though only 16% willingly admit to it.
How did they get the confession?
I am closing the window in which I opened the article at that moment. That's exactly what I'm tapping
you
out.
You have a pop socket?
How did they get the confession out of these guys to get them to admit it?
Yeah, it's stupid.
So, yeah, like, how do you get...
80% of people jack off into a toilet, but only 10% admit it to it.
120% of people jack off to podcasts.
That's true.
From this anecdotal data, we can surmise that there's an epidemic across the
U.S. We were able to torture that confession out of 100% of our...
Yeah.
It was coerced.
They admit it.
It was coerced information.
It's not gonna hold admissible.
100%
it's
not admissible evidence. We're coerced into saying that they agree with this.
We sent our journalists out with a wiretap on to extract a confession about their parasocial relationship.
I think what they do is they ask other like questions that are kind of roundabout, trying to determine if they have a parasocial relationship.
I think they juiced the number for a more interesting article.
Probably that
say.
Too.
Oh well, they could have used some more juicing for a more interesting article. Parasocial relationship, by one useful definition, is a one-sided relationship where one person extends emotional energy, interest, and time, and the other party, the persona, is completely unaware of the other's existence.
Persona non grata.
So in their mind, the person extolling, like putting out the energy, from that definition, is the person listening, not the person who's making something.
Yeah, it's saying.
It doesn't take time or effort to make a podcast name.
Oh shit!
It's saying I heard that blank and then. Or my friend told me, and you're just talking about a podcast.
My friend Mike Mitchell didn't like the film Dune 2.
Yes, exactly.
What is this problem?
They've been talking about it for 2 months.
It's funny to imagine. Could you imagine talking about Dune for 2 months? That'd be insane.
It could happen.
If you have ever cheered on a sports hero, eagerly awaited an album release from a musician, or grieved the death of an author... Or attended a rally for a political candidate, you may have nurtured a parasocial relationship with someone. The social media age has only encouraged this behavior, making it easier for us to find people we identify with, keep up with them on a daily basis, and defend them in the trenches of comment sections, sometimes confusing our support of them with our personality.
Yeah.
I think this is more of an issue for Zoomers who grew up in that era and Boomers who just have no idea how to interact with people online.
This is something that I have certainly feel like I feel like I've got a good group here because none of you would ever comment on a post.
True.
That's not what you're like.
Yes.
Never
Cam, you weren't on our Steely
episode.
Dan episode, but we read off some
comments. I heard about that. Yeah. Yeah. That's... Nope. I think that this is what they're talking about in this article is definitely most common on Twitter and a little bit Reddit, where it's like you're really getting into the weeds on like people just responding like they're talking to the host when it's like the host most likely didn't see this.
Yeah.
And if they did, they're not going to respond.
I think
to
the
you.
Funniest one. I
this episode was recorded 8 months ago.
The funniest ones I think are if you ever log on to Patreon, because those are the ultimate like weird.
Those are my favorite
weird
ones,
entitled
actually.
People. I think because
I feel like those those are some of the comments that actually get read.
I comment on Patreon to let the people know that somebody is like enjoying their stuff. Like I feel like I'm not putting in a feedback form, but I'm like, hey, keep up the good work. Like that's all.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you're not out there making corrections on the Patreon post, right?
No. Like, Jesus Christ, no. But like, when I know somebody worked hard on something, and like, there's like 800 patrons or whatever, and they post it, and there's no comments, and it's on Patreon, something that is not like a public forum or whatever. I feel okay going, hey, I think you did a good job on this, and I would like you to know that somebody's out there appreciating your work with something besides money. Because, yeah, like, people could pay you and never check the Patreon. Mm-hmm.
Ideally.
Listeners slash please listeners. Don't count.
See, I feel like that's not parasocial. Hint, that's hint. Just like, hey, this is good, and I appreciate that you're putting out this content for me. That's
you're,
social.
Yeah. Or that, you're that's my like, friend I like who I know. Keep
I'm
up the good work.
I'm thinking more like commenting on a podcast and being like off of one tangent and being like, oh, my dad was also a woodworker. He lived in Idaho and he only used 2x4s.
Well, to be fair, the woodworking cast always asks for that kind of feedback.
They love it.
They love audience engagement.
Daily Q&A episodes.
Like, okay, so I think there's a thin line between audience engagement and just kind of like starting an interesting conversation or chiming in. And
this is
going to
dovetail really nicely into the second segment.
You can do a podcast with no audience, as we've figured out.
Or no interesting conversation.
Or no engagement.
No engagement.
But then, like, on the other side of that, there's, like, if you expect them, rather than, like, if I'm posting on somebody else's thing, I'm actually expecting more engagement from the rest of the audience and not from the poster.
You can't be
doing the Eminem song to people. Saying like how come you didn't reply to me?
What's happened on this show?
What does this mean?
That's where Stan comes from, isn't it? It's Stan.
I thought we were talking about the M&Ms.
We're
the only group of four people that would assume the candies instead of the rappers.
No, all right. Now
that's why I was confused.
No, see, I wasn't confused at all because whenever Nick references the M&Ms, it's about turning your cell phone off. So I absolutely knew he wasn't talking about the M&Ms. The Mars candy.
No. So,
that is the only thing I ever say.
I've been off Coke of Twitter long though, enough to have forgotten what a stan is.
Yeah.
Which is good for me.
Wow. Yeah. Same. Mm-hmm. But okay, yes. That is the perfect example of what's this article about?
Parasocial.
What are we doing?
Where am I?
The green M&M? I don't know. Okay. Yes. Okay. The stan song. Which is about, it's just an Eminem song that about a fan who is writing letters and is like, hey, I'm just like you. I kidnapped my girlfriend. She's in the trunk, blah, blah, blah. And why won't you respond to me?
Yeah, that is the part, like, that's where you get into King of Comedy territory.
Oh,
right?
Here we go.
Right? Like, when you are...
Good episode. Check it out, everybody. Yeah.
When you're, like, fully... You're not just like, I engage with this person's work as entertainment, but, like... This person's work as entertainment is being beamed directly into my brain. They are talking to me personally, and now we're best friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also,
we are kind of
insulting the creator of something in a comment, like in a joking way, where
overly familiar.
Overly familiar.
Trying to riff with them.
That's the horror story you always hear about on podcasts. It's like someone who's like, you run into someone at the airport who's a fan of your podcast.
And they start doing the bit.
And they're like, they're roasting you, or like, like what?
Hey, you fat fuck! And you're like, who are you?
It's one thing for my friend Brad to say that, but when some random person in the street says that, what I always loved was when the creators of the Venture Brothers, Doc Hammer and Jackson Public, would do panels at Comic-Con. Because when people would try to riff with them, they would throw lightning bolts at them. Yeah. They are so not willing to engage with their fans on that level.
That's so funny.
Even sometimes when people would ask them about the show, they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're here to talk about 70s albums.
Do you remember this joke?
We're here to talk about issues of the Fantastic Four that we remember seeing in a grocery store and not reading.
Yeah, didn't
so
read
why,
it.
So why are you asking me about the show I made?
On the flip side of that, I unfortunately, when I was 17 years old, went to a small local con.
Oh no, this is more of a comment than a question.
And I
think I know where this is going.
The person who was headlining there, because he went to every single fucking con that ever asked him, was Doug Walker, the Nostalgia Critic.
I love it. We love him.
You're remembering it, though. You're not supposed to have to remember that.
His name is Doug Walker?
Yeah.
I know, he really like should have picked. He should have picked a better profession. Yeah.
Stupid.
Somebody meant like he had like some rant about one of the Batman movies, and
Batman and Robin.
We just
talked about the Bat credit card.
Yes, the Bat credit card.
And somebody mentioned it, in the audience, he was like, yeah, so blah, 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 bat credit card. And then, so Doug flies off the handle jokingly and goes up and pretends to, like, throttle the guy.
Nice.
Because that was the bit. And that's, like, parasocial coming from the other end.
He's doing the character.
He's engaging them. He's encouraging it. So,
did you tell him you loved his wall video, right?
Hadn't come out yet.
Oh, all right. Damn. That is like the only thing I know about Doug
Unhealthy.
Walker.
Not necessarily. That's right, listeners. We are your friends.
Still popular at the time.
That's right. You can talk to us anytime.
Mm-hmm. You can tell us where you hid those.
Feel free to come over. Like, we're not that vague about where I live. So
yeah. Look for the cat shrine in the stairwell. Did that make it on? Probably not.
We drank all the canned cocktails in Alex's fridge, so please bring more of those.
Yeah. Come on over. Bring a six-pack. You can be on the next episode.
Yeah, sure. Go nuts. Fuck sending in a topic. Come on the show.
Show up.
Pay us a six-pack.
Assuming you're a well-adjusted
person, we're not serious.
And the person you're following is a decent role model, not one of the Paul brothers. Oh.
Wow.
Are you going to read the
topical.
Whole article?
No, I'm not going to read the whole article. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you done already?
What is this, Seb's summary of a movie? Come on.
Oh! Now, if someone we met who listened to the show made fun of how Seb summarizes a movie, that would have been parasocial.
Yeah.
Only we can do that.
Yeah, don't make fun of me.
Please don't guess. Don't make fun of me. That's our stance.
These three can make fun of me. You can't make fun of me.
I was getting, like, demolished on the show the other week for, like...
Spotify Premium?
Remembering the name of an author or something. No, wait. Hold on. I remember now. It was,
What'd you say? You wish bikes still had the big wheel in the front?
The only thing the French got right.
I remembered a myth, and I was trying to describe it to you guys.
Oh,
it was like
the Greek one where they like...
Yeah, the where they cut the baby in half, and you guys are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I still don't remember that.
I was like in a... I had known about that.
Like ancient Greek?
I heard it on a John Mulaney stand-up album.
Yeah. Anyway, read the article, Nick.
John Mulaney, my friend? nice guy. Yeah.
I think I'd be, if I were to be famous, God forbid, I would definitely be a comments off on all platforms.
This is harder to discern with certain stars who some fans treat like the sun, orbiting devotedly around every single thing they do. The ultimate influence of this devotion is murky. Is the parasocial relationship brightening your days and tethering you to a community, or is it burning your debit balance and upping your screen time? That's right, PayPigs. Donate to our Patreon.
Wow.
Pay up.
I suppose it all depends on the nature of the fandom or who or what it is that you're following, but personally I found it easier and more fruitful to foster casual parasocial relationships with lesser-known, lower-stakes media figures. Buddy.
Check us out.
One profession pops out in particular. Podcasters.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're finally getting to the topic
but
of
the
this
thing
article.
With the podcasting is it is just like you hear about their lives so much, mm-hmm. and like you just hear them idly talk.
A couple
for
weeks
so
ago, we literally talked about going to the grocery store.
Yeah,
we literally talked.
Oh
yeah,
we just talked. Yeah,
it was great.
Described an entire errand we ran together, and I found it so difficult to cut things from that episode. I'm like, no, this is important.
We can't skip dairy. Why you wouldn't skip dairy?
Linear, yeah. We went through in a linear order.
When I was
look forward to our IKEA episode in future.
That's not a terrible idea.
I am moving.
I've been sitting on that for a while. We'll get there.
No, I'm moving. We might do it
after you move or before.
Yeah, it'd have
probably
to be.
After. To restock furniture. Gonna happen. Yeah,
this spring. Look forward to it.
Wow.
All right. I have been introduced to the show Hamish and Andy in 2022, the Aussie comedy duo of Hamish Blake and Andy Lee, both aged 42, had a legendary run on the Melbourne radio before switching over to their weekly podcast in 2018. As of 2023, they claim around 1 million monthly listeners. No big deal. Their show is a mess of happy contradictions, scripted yet loose, inclusive yet chock full of inside jokes. When my girlfriend initially introduced me to the podcast, she wanted me to start at the very first episode so I could understand the labyrinth of recurring bits. Absolutely not.
You don't
skip
need
the
that.
First 100 episodes of our show.
No way. No, that's where the gold is.
Yeah.
I mean, skip the first 20.
You should listen to the Deus Ex episode, though.
One of you
that's
listening,
a good one.
Make a wiki, explain all the bits.
Wow.
Then nobody has to listen to the whole podcast.
It's just stuff that George says most of the
get
time.
Get him to the Greek is good. Yeah. Sorry, you know what's funny? You off.
We didn't try to get him to say any of that stuff. He came back and he just like the just, first.
Oh really?
Like, it was like we pulled the ripcord on his back and he did all this.
The suit that jacks you off. Sure, he brought that up.
I think we were talking about
saying,
jacks you off.
I should make a bingo card before I listen to the episode and see if I can get them all.
He's only in the second half, but
yeah, but it was right. really good. He shows up at the end of the first segment. It was very good.
Yeah,
That's fun.
She was training for a half marathon at the time. We'd each place an AirPod in an ear as we jogged around town. Wow. In the span of 45
There's
got
to be a better way to do that.
They might
right?
rip on the irregular shape of Toblerones. Right, try to write a modern surf song classic or terrorize their lovable assistant, Jack, for once again trying to leverage the show.
Is this almost over?
Swag. Yes, it is. But like this, it's had to be their stuff, maybe. But that's sort of the point. You can be there whenever you want. This is where I feel like we're, like, because so much of our show, and what when people have described to me what they think is good about this show, on the rare occasion that something...
Someone has done that?
Yes. Wow. Greg, for example. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Sydney has said that it's like being in a room with her friends.
But
with
she
friends.
Is friends with us?
Is familiar with being in a room with us, right?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Says that... To me or to any of us, it's usually people who are already our friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's like, oh, that's normal. It's like you're like, oh, I get to hang out with my friends and see what they're doing.
And stop them when I'm sick of them.
Yeah.
That's why
it's like being able to make them leave at any moment.
If I could speed up Nick talking about this to 1.5%.
You should speed up this first segment to about 1.5 though.
You talking about
I can cut this off now because we've got most of what I wanted out of this. He goes on to talk about other like hangout podcasts, just how much time he spent listening to all this stuff, and how intimately he feels he knows the hosts of this show.
Yeah,
and like goes on to describe them in like such a like deep way. He's like, "Oh yes, I am so familiar with these guys," and it's like you're really not, to the point where like okay, even if you are friends with someone and you know them very well. You never truly like know the other person without getting inside their head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
you can never really know someone.
It's even further removed when you are just listening to them on a show, because even though we are being candid and we're not putting on personas for the show, except for Cam, who does a bit every week.
Yeah, this is a character.
He's a little Frenchman this week, right?
But like, even though we're not like doing like characters for bits, it is performing. Even though we're not like making an active effort to perform, because you don't get every part of the person, you are not knowing them.
Yeah,
and to try and act like, oh, I know how this YouTuber or this podcaster or whatever would react to this situation.
Such a Nick moment, truly.
when you listen to a lot of podcasts, there's definitely certain types of podcasts where you start to realize like, oh, this is three friends hanging out, and then this is like professional broadcasters doing a show, and then there's all slots in between those two. But like this show obviously is much more just us hanging out and talking over each other a lot of the time. But
still, like, nobody listening is gonna know what we're like if we're like super fucking drunk.
Yeah,
which is usual.
Yeah,
actually, they might know that.
I don't go think back. I've told go, everybody a lot of on the episodes. Podcast that I love them and that I,
that's true.
Or anything. Mm-hmm.
Like, listeners, we love you.
No, like
personally,
when
and
I get extremely drunk, when I'm like blackout drunk, I get very affectionate. Like I'm like,
we'll do it for an episode at some point,
no.
right?
I think we already have.
I'm 30. I don't need to do that. I mean, that was like so for the.
We should do another Power Hour. That was fun.
Episode, I got extremely
only when the next Avengers movie comes out, dude. That would
she
be
is
fucking
not coming out.
When Endgame 2
Ken
comes
got
out,
arrested. It's not coming out.
Well, he's not in it anymore. I mean,
they brought him back
Secret
to the jail
War.
From Loki.
How's he going to time travel out of this one?
He's not. He's not in it. He has time traveled right to Hollywood jail, where you still
what
get
do
to
you
live
mean?
In
Marvel?
Your
Marvel's not done with Marvel.
Okay, but you guys are still watching Marvel?
No, we're doing.
I've missed the last five movies and shows, but yes. That's why I think it would be good to do another one for like Secret Wars or whatever.
Man,
but this is pitching episodes, which is the
second
segment.
But I think that
I'm taking that as one of mine.
Yeah, go nuts.
The only one of those movies that is guaranteed to come out is Deadpool, which comes out in 2 months. Everything else is early
Deadpool
enough in development 3? That it can be totally fucking.
I think there will be another.
I didn't even
Avengers
see Deadpool
movie.
2.
You don't Probably. Think that'll happen?
I think that.
I think you're thinking that this is more of a roadblock than they are. They're gonna put something out.
They're probably gonna put something out.
They're not gonna be like whatever. People don't like this, so we won't make one. they're gonna make one regardless of whether people like it or not. There's plenty of
you make a good point.
They have the eighth season of Mandalorian teed up. They're actually busy.
The perfect example for what I want to say about this show. We are going to continue making this show whether you like it or not.
That's true.
But it's it is nice when you like it. But it is not necessary that you like it. I will put it that way. And that is certainly going to come up later this year. I have made fun of my co-hosts for suggesting boring episode ideas. Mm-hmm. But we are going to still try and make them entertaining. But if one of my co-hosts does actually suggest, you know, dusting your house.
Be careful, Nick.
Most likely to do so.
I have some real stinkers.
You guys are really lucky. You guys are really lucky. Tax day was Monday because if it was one more week, it would have been my topic. Do your taxes. I think.
Yeah.
But we thank you for listening to the show. If you got this far. And even if you didn't, but if that was the case, it doesn't matter.
You didn't make it this far, fuck you. Wow.
And we really mean it.
When we come back, we are going to talk about soliciting ideas for this podcast. And I guess more specifically, what ideas we actually like to pick for this show.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I have to piss.
Last May on The Simpsons season finale, somebody committed the crime of the century.
I didn't do it.
Now, if you can find out who shot Mr. Burns, you could win the prize of a lifetime. A chance to be animated with The Simpsons. Just complete a 1-800-COLLECT-LONG-DISTANCE call, and you and the person you call are automatically entered in The Simpsons Mystery Sweepstakes. Or call 1-800-RULES-4-U for details and alternate means of entry. Be sure to watch Fox for clues. And don't miss The Simpsons season premiere to find out who done it.
Has she watched the Monk movie yet? I gotta watch that.
No, we have actually been saving it because I thought that you might want to watch it with her.
Yeah, I want to come over sometime and watch the Monk movie.
Well, you can come see our new couch after we get it.
Nice, new couch?
Yeah, Emily called me on the way over here to tell me that she had purchased
bought it.
Did you get a picture of it or you have no idea what it's going to be?
Are you going to be walking in blind?
And it was being disassembled like they were just going to like destroy it.
It's a rescue?
No, that's the one I want.
They had the anvil hanging over it. They were cutting the rope to drop it.
Jesus.
Okay. Hello and welcome back, everyone, to Please Don't Listen to This. Your Life Depends on It. This week, we did something a little different. It was my episode, and I asked everyone to get ideas from people they know.
Beg.
Because
plead.
We actually were not in danger of running out before this. We had two banked ideas from emails and from people asking. But I wanted to build up like a stockpile. I thought it would be nice and I thought it would be fun. And I wanted to encourage the kind of discussion that comes out around the show. Little did I know that there is nothing that my co-hosts hate more than discussion about the show. Mm-hmm.
For me, it's...
We're going to get into it. We're going to get into that. But before we get into that, this is going to be a little community segment. In order to help facilitate this episode, I thought, okay, as a backup, if they really don't want to talk to anyone, I know that they've got online friends here. I am going to make a Google form, which is something I've been meaning to do for a while anyway, because a lot of people just don't email anyone anymore. If you don't have an office job, people just don't do it.
Never and I'm like, heard of email.
Okay, that's fine. So here's how I'm going to do it. Made a Google form with three entrants on it that says like...
Where do we even have DMs?
Patreon has them, actually.
Is the Twitter account still up?
The Twitter account is still up. Hasn't been posted on since October of 2022, but wow. It's still up.
Get rid of it.
2022.
That's crazy. I will say that definitely I held a little bit of responsibility.
We gotta get on TikTok. That's
the
way to do
Instagram
it.
Also.
Yes, that only had like two posts on it. I never used it.
So, I made this Google form, and we posted it in kind of the usual places that like Discords and stuff, people we know. I didn't like put it up on Facebook or anything. That's just asking for trouble. But we got some good responses to that, and I would like to read off some of the nice things that people said. We got one from a competitor who comes down to the fighting game local that I go to every Monday. That's come up on the show plenty of times. That is That Scrub David. So David, thank you.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
You're my friend. I know you.
We're best friends.
He responded immediately, and I said one of the questions on the forum is, what would you like us to cover? And then I explain what is eligible. And he says, Nights into Dreams. It's a classic that Sega forgot about. It had so much potential that Sega Corporate never allowed the producer to make another one. And I have to say, this is immediately going on the log.
Well, we have to wait till Christmas and do Christmas.
It might take us that long to get to it. But love that game. And I only played it all the way through recently. And I think it's super interesting in a way of like, oh, hey, it's time to make your 3D game. What are you going to make? And it's like, well, the game is mostly 2D, but...
You fly around.
Yeah.
It's 2.5D.
Well, no, because...
it's got 3D models.
No, you can't move in 3D in the part that sucks and everyone hates.
Yeah.
And then they make
yeah,
it
that's
bad.
Like Superman 64.
Well, it's like you start as like children in the dream world, and you turn into knights by getting to the central pillar.
Yeah.
So like when you're the child, you walk around in the most awful 3D movement you've ever seen, and then you turn into knights, and it's fun.
Well,
but
this
you're 2D.
Was on the Saturn, so
yeah.
It's just...
But
it's Wild West.
32-bit.
I'm making the game sound really bad, but it's actually quite fun.
Yeah.
Mm. I also, this was more just for my own amusement, but I put a question on the Google form that says, have you heard of or listened to the show before commenting? And one of the responses is no, but I know one of the hosts. And so
yes, that is our most
yeah.
often category selection, mm-hmm. for sure.
And then, so thank you, David. We're definitely adding that to the list. The next one, I'm not sure how feasible it is, but I would like to make it happen. This one comes to us from Mr. Boyfriend, who I know also from these locals.
Okay.
Great name.
Mr. Boyfriend says, watch Monkey Man. No elaboration.
Wow.
It's a new movie.
Yes.
He literally just like walked out of the
yes.
theater and was like, check this out.
Yeah, but I have
sorry, are we
good.
Supposed to be dunking on these guys or no?
It's going
to
happen,
right?
He just said he doesn't listen to the show. So
okay.
We're safe. Because
I do think, you know, we talked about maybe discussing of like what makes a good suggestion and
yeah,
stuff. So
I think that this is the good segment for it.
But probably shouldn't be directly commenting on people's mm-hmm. suggestions.
Well, I think
right?
we should probably rate them on a scale of 1 to 5 how good
if
the suggestion is.
If you send us
is,
something
right?
that we can only do right now, and like if we wait a week, we can't do it anymore, it's probably
I think
not
that's
going
funny.
To
that's good.
Well, also,
by the time
we
get around to it, it'll be on stream.
Constant struggle to not be topical, it seems. Like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it's nice to do something recent.
We
yeah.
joked about that on our The Menu episode where we were
yeah, a little late on that one.
Well, they suggested it because they had listened to the episode we put out in 2022,
God.
Right?
Jesus. What if we rot?
It's actually quite bad.
Thank you, Mr. Boyfriend, for that suggestion. And then I should say, do anything to prevent ballot stuffing in this Google form.
You're supposed
so
to, you got to stop the count, Nick.
The next three responses are all from the same person under assumed names.
Voter fraud.
Yep. So we've got, this one was a request from Captain Pikachu to do trading card games, Pokemon, Magic, etc. But basically, pick a trading card game and try to learn it.
To learn the game?
Yeah.
Not
yes.
just buy the
I
cards and hang them on the wall?
I think that is a legitimately good idea.
Wow. We can get a friend of the show, Tyler, on that.
Wow.
We could, but we won't.
I don't think it will happen. Yeah.
He'll say, are you guys doing the pod this week? And then not respond to
yeah,
any
exactly.
questions.
Yeah, exactly. It theoretically would be possible.
Yeah.
For him to come on the show, but it would never work.
This
out
is a trading card, specifically Pokemon, is something that friend of the show Hunter has been really, really into,
mm-hmm.
and it's
oh, really?
It's bizarre.
I didn't know
that.
But I really...
him, he's specifically like collecting the cards and seeing what they're worth.
Oh wow!
He has no interest
wow.
in playing the game. I think.
I got really into Yu-Gi-Oh! A long time ago, but I would not be going back to that, and I'm certainly not learning Magic.
No, you gotta make a land deck, dude.
there are people I know through fighting games who are like, yeah, I've been playing a new Commander deck. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Commander's the whole big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I know what they're talking about. I know what they're talking about.
I fucking hate playing Commander. It just takes too fucking long.
Sounds like this is a rich vein of discussion. But if we were to do this episode, I would learn the One Piece card game that has just been coming out. Because I have heard that it's really cool and dope. And more importantly, I like the art on those cards.
Going to have to hear about...
rules.
Yeah, come on, pull one One Piece character's
Luffy.
Name.
Luffy.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, right.
We did this last week.
I know.
Chopper.
I think I said Sanji.
You did say Sanji last week.
McClunky.
The comments are feedback.
What is it?
McClunky.
I already fucking forgot what it was.
McClunky. They said keep up the good work. Yeah. We got two more suggestions, also from the same person. So I'm going to
voter
kind
fraud.
Of gloss over these.
Stop
yes, voter
the steal.
Fraud. Dead Like Me from 2003, a dark comedy about death, and they say thoughts on dark comedies. And I think that also could work out quite nicely. We don't do a ton of older TV on the show unless we are explicitly trashing it. So
yeah,
I
think that one would be a good thing to
I think
look
so as
into.
Well.
I've seen some of it.
And then the last one is Psychonauts, which, I mean, Psychonauts I could do as basically my own episode. I love that
You
game.
Would be on it alone.
Yeah. Wait, you don't like choppy, janky
There's
3D
no
platformers?
No fucking way
that are
in hell I will ever play
full...
Psychonauts 1.
It's tough to look at alone.
Listen to play, to look at, many of those
And then there's
things.
The new one, too, though. You could talk about
and
the new one.
And then there's a VR one, which they released when they hadn't put out the Psychonauts 2 one, and everyone was like, okay, this is really good, and I hate that it's so good, because why the fuck haven't you put out your Kickstarter game? Because
that's probably not the same fucking people doing
it. Yeah, it's not like it's the 100... same thing exactly, right?
No,
it's not directly
Double
taking
Fine has a checkered history.
Tim, but Psychonauts
speaking
2
of fans
was incredibly fucking good. But speaking of entitled fans, we got...
Thanks for
I
your
was
suggestions,
this,
Bank.
Thank you,
sir. That's how we
now,
were going.
Bank is using the system correctly. Being like, oh, I can just put these here now?
Yeah, exactly. That's my fault for designing the system poorly. But we received one
speaking
other response while I was reading these off. And if you ask who could possibly send something like that in...
Be on their phone during the show.
All of our hosts. Response from Cam. I didn't include an option on here that says I am one of the hosts. So I should
have... Yeah, I think I checked the right box.
You
though,
checked, so. Yes, I've listened before, which is true, technically.
I have listened before.
You're listening right now.
This should be how we as hosts suggest topics too.
That would be
honestly
so
not a bad
submitted
idea.
In triplicate.
Because I always forget to write it down in my fucking notes app, and then I forget all my
drunk texting the podcast form.
Yeah, truly, yes, I'm butt dialing the podcast. Oh yeah, I have done that before.
So Cam says you should do The Vanishing 1988, which I think is great. And he says, any comments or feedback? Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll air them here.
Thank you for
my friends Matt Gorley and Paul Russ recently covered
yes,
that, I believe.
Good pod. But they did this movie, The Vanishing, which I planned on doing for the show back in October, but I ended up pivoting to whatever I decided to do instead.
Yeah, some bullshit.
I don't remember what it was. But
you did The Exorcist 3 instead.
Oh, good movie. But and I'm glad I chose that instead. But
what's
the Vanishing...
subtitle on that one?
No subtitle.
It is
no,
just
it
three?
It has a subtitle. It has a subtitle in the
Legion,
movie,
that's it.
Legion.
But not in the title
Thank
of the
you.
Movie.
Yes, Exorcist 3 Legion.
Yeah, Legion.
I was going to say The Quickening, but that's
the
Highlander
one
2,
crazy...
of course.
Not The Heretic. That's Exorcist 2.
That's true. Yeah. But The Vanishing, good movie, maybe to do for October. It doesn't even matter because it's kind of outside of that. Mm-hmm. But
I think that would be a very good topic. I think something to go into.
Yeah, I had plenty of other ideas, but they're always a movie or a TV show, and I try to branch out from that at this point. But
we actually have not really been doing traditional like just a movie.
Yeah,
or
you guys
TV
have been
show,
on
so
some shit a little bit.
Well, this is the year where we get weird with it.
Yeah, that's what Alex has been. Has
oh, really?
That's my
shot.
Grand claim.
He's
oh, I like
this. To
the outfield.
All right.
Yeah. Do LSD.
Hell
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Go nuts.
Psychedelics.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
The joke's on you. You're the only one who wouldn't do it. You wouldn't drive over the speed limit either, though.
You all are on shrooms, and I'm here like trying to make sure
probably
you guys don't like kill yourselves.
The show.
Yeah.
Shrooms are fun, though.
So I asked us on the show to...
Yeah, that's what we do every week, yeah.
That does make sense, but that's confusing.
Okay.
You don't have to rephrase. I'm just
so the idea behind this, I wanted to have a bank, right? I wanted to have a store of ideas to pull from. And that way also, let's say we get a couple of duds, we don't always have to do them. Wow. Which we also don't have very high stakes anyway, because so few of the people that we're asking in this episode are mostly people not listening to the show. So low stakes. But also, I wanted to pull from outside of our normal circles because I thought that would lead to more interesting ideas. Things that maybe we weren't going to be directly suggested by someone who, I don't know, would send us three responses on a response form kind of thing. Those are all great suggestions, by the way, Bink. But I don't think...
But Ned, don't do it again.
No, it's
we're on to you.
Chastising you. It's more me saying that, like, when I had this episode in mind, I'm looking for something that is not something that the four of us or one of our immediate friends who basically could be in this room but isn't would also have said, you know? George had a good idea that he brought up on the show 2 weeks ago that I immediately logged onto.
We're going to do that.
Which is do your placement matches for Overwatch.
Yeah, we'll play Overwatch 2.
See where you get placed.
That's competitive to see what tier you get put in.
Like cold right into it, too. We're all
I'm going to get put into -1 bronze. Yeah. Like, they're gonna invent a new rank.
For silver
me.
1.
Overwatch, that fucking game. I mean, I only check in occasionally. I don't play, but I just hear about it from Dez, and it is going down.
It's the only computer, or the only computer game that George can still run on his old computer. Yeah. So he's simply not played anything else.
Jesus.
But we've got that, and then we've got a suggestion for a Unicorn Overlord that we also got a couple weeks ago. The demo specifically, which I find very funny.
The 5-hour demo.
That we are also going to be doing coming up soon. But those are what we had in the bank. And then I wanted to ask everyone, like, hey, let's get some new stuff. And in this discussion, I think it's also going to come out naturally what we think is, like, something that makes for a good episode or something that makes for something that we're even willing to do. Because we've had veto ideas before, for sure. We've definitely had something come in or somebody says something. Even one of us on the show says, hey, I think we should do this.
Yeah.
And the other hosts are like, fuck you. Yeah. No, we're not
we
doing
should,
that.
We would never do a puzzle episode. We're not going grocery shopping. It always happens.
I got hard shouted down for suggesting that
do homework? No, what would you suggest?
It was conduct an interview. Oh. I asked you to talk to a person you don't see in your everyday life, and you guys were ready to rip my throat out with your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are the only extrovert on this podcast.
I can't. That I find that
well,
so hard to
believe. That's not extroverted. That's like...
It's psychopathic.
That's like,
let me talk to you for a podcast is not something I ever want to say.
It's...
What is so
no
bad about
social
it?
Barriers.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing. This is inherently embarrassing is what this is.
Was I not born with some kind of shame gland? What's going on
you're
here?
You're getting there. Yeah.
All right.
You're getting closer to this.
I think it's different than that, but well, that's a maybe
you know,
that's
social
discussion.
Anxiety.
This does seem like
no,
the
I wouldn't
perfect
even say
time
that.
To jump
I
right into it. Seb, do you want to lead us off? Or Alan? Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So... What?
No, keep going.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right. So me and Alex sort of shouted Nick down in our Discord yesterday.
Only
but
4 days
I did,
after I suggested.
Yeah. but I did manage to get a good number of suggestions.
Oh, good.
So I agonized a little bit. Who am I going to ask? And then I went and asked. So I'm in a pagan Discord server.
That's awesome.
What does that entail?
When I
paganism.
So talk about like sacrificing babies or what?
Did they go out with like animal bones and shit during the eclipse?
No.
Is that a video
None
game?
None of them are like that.
Oh, okay. Pagan? That's more. Like, that's more of like a Wicca thing, I guess. No.
You're thinking Wiki.
I am thinking
yeah,
Wiki.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, maybe we need to do an episode about paganism.
I think
thinking
so.
About doing a Wiki.
Because I know they eat children, they sacrifice stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Gauls told me.
Stonehenge, they wear the little masks.
No.
wow, we do need to do an episode.
We need to do an episode about paganism.
Our first episode, reviewing of a religion.
Not the last.
No, we're going to get to all of them.
Not the last. Religion month.
So, all right.
God,
so,
you wary.
So I went in there, and it's full of like a bunch of different people from different walks of life.
I think it's going to be
so
June,
I posted this thing. I was like, hey, I do a podcast and blah, blah, blah. And I mentioned it. I had actually mentioned it around this time last year, a little over a year ago when we did our fortune-telling episode. Because I had gone in there, and there's a bunch of people who read tarot in there. And I was like, listen to the shit that this lady told me. I was like, listen to this fucking scam I almost walked into. You know, like the two people I'd gone to. So I'd already mentioned the podcast to them before. And I posted in there. And I was like, hey, do you guys have any ideas? Could be anything. We do stuff from this to this.
What were the examples that you used? I always love when Cam brings up what the examples that he gives. He's like,
the Epic of Gilgamesh. Sandwiches.
I always try to do one experience, one normal, accessible thing.
So I did three examples, and mostly more recent. I said we do anything from Star Wars to the Epic of Gilgamesh to tarot reading, which I mentioned.
The first story to the hero's journey.
Yeah. And zero people responded.
It happens.
Yeah. So like hours later, I was like, all right, this is just going to... Because you know how some servers have like a Gen 1 and a Gen 2 in case General 1 is being like...
Oh, all right. You really threw me there. Yeah, I was
all
like...
Alex's servers have a Gen 1 section.
You got a Gen 1 in your section.
Charmander or Porygon 2. Or...
After Mewtwo, it's over. Yeah. No, nobody else after that.
So there's like a couple different channels in there. People were talking in the other channel because nobody wanted to post under my post.
Yeah.
Just ignore it. So then I ended up posting something else later, like hours later.
You posted in the second channel. I know you guys are ignoring me.
Respond.
But so then
I sent you my podcast. Please respond.
Yeah. Send you my Google Doc link.
So then I was bugging my buddy Jake at work. And I was like, Jake, give me a podcast idea. Jake, give me a podcast idea. And he normally doesn't throw any, he is serious only about 10% of the time. Mm-hmm. That he talks to you about literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you should do an essay about why Blaze is the best. And I'm like, no. And then he was like...
I can do five paragraphs on Seb.
Yeah, do five paragraphs on Seb.
There you go.
But then he was like, all right, cheese.
Okay.
The cheese episode?
I'm listening.
The cheese episode?
Okay. Sounds like a fun do episode.
And I was like, you know what?
Oh, okay.
Cheese tasting episode, I'm into it. I fucking like cheese. Yeah. Nick doesn't like cheese because he's fucking weird.
Right.
Huge cheese hater. I will be...
Huge cheese hater.
I'm going to be lit up in the comments on that one.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, I had just learned the word for like a cheese lover the day before from like my parents' like word calendar. It was churrophile. T-U-R-O-file.
Oh, not C-H-U-R-O?
Okay.
I thought you said churro.
Churrophile.
Interesting.
We should do cinnamon twists for an episode.
We should do the cinnamon challenge.
Oh.
You're all fucking...
But ruin the microphones.
So funny to do that on mic.
So he gave me cheese episode, and I kept trying to make him tell us to watch the new Fallout show because he was trying to...
It's too relevant. It's too new. We couldn't...
Yeah, he was trying to ask good. Did you watch it? And I was like, no, I didn't watch it. And I'm like, why don't you tell us to do the Fallout show? And he's like, no, cheese.
He's a guy who knows what he wants.
So... Maybe there's cheese in our future.
Wow.
Possibly.
Sounds Gouda.
So then I was like, all right, let's get some boomers in on this.
Wow.
And I asked my parents. And my dad's
get
like,
thrown out of a store?
I don't know. Huh?
Oh, get thrown out of a store?
my dad is the least get thrown out of a store person ever. Yeah. So I was like, Dad, what do you think? He's like, I don't know. I don't have anything interesting. I don't do anything. I'm like, what have you been like watching or doing or something? And he's like, I don't know. All he ever does is go on the internet and go on like a Yukon Huskies fan forum and Democratic Underground.
Yeah, are you kidding? We're not going to go on the fucking fan forum for
That'd
UConn?
Be like our eighth forum episode too. So he doesn't know how relevant.
Yeah, truly
that
related
is.
To
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
Hold on, I'm going to shit post about LeBron. I'm going to come up with new nicknames that I've never thought of before.
Did you watch that video I sent you? I'll talk about it later.
But, so my mom comes up and she's like, all right. And she's got like 15 ideas, and none of them sound like they all sound like they really need to be workshopped, but there might be like an inkling of something. One of them is something that Cam would just fucking leave us in the dust on. And it is take care of a plant.
Wow. Yeah, you're the professional. Yeah.
I mean, not really. I mean, I just.
I think I would have. I think we'd have to do an episode on owning a plant first. I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't. That's not. I haven't gotten there.
The thing is, like, you can. Same kind of plant.
You could not water a plant for a week and keep it alive, though, too. So it'd have to be more than a week.
Yeah.
Span.
Start now.
Yeah.
When we get to the episode,
that is actually kind of.
We'll say that our plants are dead.
In the background for like for five episodes.
For an entire 8 months.
You have to leave time for a catastrophe to happen. Like one of your cats getting in.
Go through a whole season.
We have a spider.
Whenever my mom is like, "You should do this for your podcast," she's always like, "You guys should talk about why people are bad drivers."
She's like, "You should always
like not something that's a top. It's not something you do. It's just talking about something."
You should invent a hammer with a camera inside.
Yes.
So there was
you should talk about this.
Yep. And I think that has something to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then she was like, "All right," and she's like, "Big." Like, the only thing my parents are thinking about right now are their upcoming trip to Europe.
Mm.
And they are going to Prague.
They're doing one of those famous old person cruises, right?
They're actually not going on a
cruise. Whoa, they're not?
No, they're going self-guided.
Wow,
that's big. I mean, my dad speaks German and Czech, so it's not a big deal.
Jeez. Yeah,
so, fine.
He says, "Czech, please," right?
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. So they're going to Prague, and so my mom was like, "Yo, Art. You used to like Mooka a whole bunch. What if you picked a Mooka piece for you guys all to critique?" And I'm like, "No."
Mooka.
So Alphonse Mooka is a very famous Art Nouveau artist.
Sorry.
You know by now?
I thought it might have been a type of cheese. I'm still thinking about that.
I actually did have a type of cheese the other day at work that was really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we tasted cheese one time on the podcast.
We did?
Yeah, we did.
Yes,
yeah.
It was for the... It was like
that
the
was my blood, fault,
the
too.
Blood
yeah.
cheese for the...
Yeah, it sucked.
It was treated to defeat.
It was not very good.
No, it wasn't good.
It was all right.
Yeah.
So there was like...
I think Art Critique would be a funny episode.
Yeah, so I was like, all right.
We've already done Draw Something, but I think like... Have something to say about this piece of art is something I could be interested in.
Yeah, so I was
because I could do it in about 10 minutes.
All the same piece. Of art.
Yeah, we all had to form our own opinions on one piece of artwork.
Theoretically, a listener could Google one painting. You know what I mean? Like if you're,
it can be the thumbnail for the episode.
Yes,
perhaps.
That's true.
And I'd be like, okay, so I get to teach these guys how to critique art.
Yeah, I like the color.
Yeah, okay, so there's color, form, line,
there's,
shape.
Yeah, there's so many of those
texture,
fucking things. Yeah.
You know,
I took an art class too, I know.
Yeah. I'm going to be reading way too far into it. That's my plan.
Yeah. Say one dog's speaking going one way, one dog's going the other way, and this guy's saying, what do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
True. Speaking of reading too far into it, she also had the idea of pick a piece of poetry, right?
Wow.
Oh, we already did that. We talked about Ozymandias on the show.
But it was like, critique it or write a piece of poetry. And I was like, okay, poetry cast me.
We haven't done our extended plums in the icebox bit, but that's coming up.
Yeah. And there were a few more that she had, and I was just like, I don't know if I can workshop those.
That's highbrow.
Yeah.
She some like highbrow suggestions.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff she was like,
that's good.
And she also had like, have everybody pick a phrase to learn in another language and talk about like the differences between the languages. And I was like, I think that's a little bit...
That's a good one.
That's pretty involved, but I do think that's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
One phrase is not.
Yeah, I could learn a phrase.
So she had all very like intellectual stuff, and I was like, you know what?
Different language. Different language.
I mean, but she's very much thinking about her, and she's been trying to learn German, so that she can communicate better with my dad's like in-laws,
mm-hmm.
Because they're all still very friendly. The Germans are very friendly people.
For that one time.
Except that one time.
Oh boy.
My dad's
maybe twice. I'm going to say twice.
She's my aunt.
Yeah, I'm not as much of a history buff.
Okay,
as far as I know, they only did one bad thing.
What? But so that was everything that I got from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said he would think about it, and I haven't heard back from him.
Yep, I've gotten a couple. I'll think about it.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
I really like the idea of a highbrow episode of just like...
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to buy like a $100 bottle of wine, but like, Art Critique.
We need to be fancy.
Wine Critique, or just like...
We have cheese.
Crust,
we have cheese.
You know,
we
like,
look at a painting.
Look into like fucking Polo or something.
I wonder if it would be
something.
Okay for me to have wine if I spat it out. Because that's the wine critic thing. Because I've been having reactions.
Yeah, you're a Philistine if you swallow the wine.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But like, it makes my throat swell up.
Yeah, so
thing.
If it's
so
a contact thing, I probably, because you're gonna have residual on your.
I'm mostly saying this as a joke. Yeah, I'm not looking for the actual science lesson. I just
think Jake said something. He asked me if I'd ever.
We could get it in you without using your mouth, though. Yeah, your arm. Yeah, your arm. That's what I meant.
As long as you
Nick's,
have
Nick's miming butt chugging right now. That's for the listener to think about.
If it's only well,
you always have the funnel in handy anyway, so you didn't really need to mime that part.
That's for
it would be our
bars.
Classiest episode ever. As you say.
All right. So I had one more person, yes. And I wow. This morning. So every morning, Bink and her group, and normally me. Sometimes I skip out. But we all go grab like coffee and or breakfast from the cafeteria at work. And so one of their newbies, he's been there for a good chunk of the year so far. But one of their newbies, Nick, I asked him.
Nick?
Yeah, he's another Nick.
What?
I was like, give me an episode. Because Trey and Bink have already given us episodes.
Right.
If you want to fit in, you have to do it.
You have to. You can't pressure. Be friends with us if you don't give us
you
an episode.
You can't sit with us at breakfast if you don't.
No.
So what do you have to say?
He said.
He left. He quit. He quit right there.
Baller move.
I would rather he have left.
Oh, man. Nice.
He said.
Rick and Morty?
To watch Quintessential Quintuplets.
Oh, of course.
Which is a harem
a
anime.
The sex anime about five sisters.
I actually think that this would make for a really good episode.
See,
however,
we just talked about a bad anime. God damn it.
But, I mean, we've got a long list now.
But that person thought that. That was good, right?
No. So listen.
I think
yes, he does.
Well,
however,
okay.
The other one.
He knows that he's a degenerate, I think. And it's partially my fault because I was like, give me an episode topic. And he was like, I don't know. I have no ideas. And I was like, it could be Monster Musume. I don't care.
Oh,
so he said,
you walked right into it.
I did.
I don't know what that is.
Another sex anime.
God,
that's for Monster Girl perverts.
Several of us watched a little bit of it back at Greer House.
Yeah. Wow.
And we didn't like it.
No, it was not very good.
It was very bad.
It was a bad time. It
takes a while to roll out the real.
You know, I think that this was, I'm really happy with, because you did what I really wanted, which is to go out and like put this out there, say like make yourself even that little bit vulnerable and say like, look, here, what could we do on the show? And it's a good way to engender conversation about various things. I find anyway in my life, like just talking to people about what we've been doing for the show. Like every week I have people at my job who are like, hey, so what are you doing for the show this week? And I'll like be like, oh, well, we're doing this, we're doing that. Sometimes I will I'll just talk about what we have upcoming because I don't want to explain the thing we're doing.
I think that, I'll get into this later.
Yeah. But like, I find it to be a really good way to talk about what the other person is watching, playing, reading, the hobbies that they have in their life, that sort of thing. Because it's just a good launching point for conversation. And that is how I've received a lot of ideas for the show in the past.
Yeah. There's one person I genuinely actually wanted to ask for ideas. Mm-hmm. But this person was somebody I just...
They said no? Oh.
Huh?
They said no.
No, they didn't say anything because I didn't ask them. This person, Bink, Destiny, and I made friends with last Tuesday at work. Because she complimented Bink's shirt and then Bink complimented her skirt and then she sat down with us.
Wow.
And I had seen her
This is like
work.
Lunchroom ass shit. What do you guys do at work?
Never mind.
This severance episode, man, enlightened me on
this is wild.
I have not done this since probably like high school or college. Okay. And I didn't
meet
even,
up
like,
with your friends to go get breakfast
happen.
And okay, whatever. No.
But she sat down with us and immediately we all had like a lot of similarities and a lot of, you know, interests that were very similar. And she's worked from home all week this week, so I didn't get to ask her today, but she definitely has like a lot of stuff that, you know, last week she was already telling me like, you should watch Star Trek Lower Decks. If you really want to get into Star Trek, start out with that because that's an easy way to start out.
Is that the cartoon one?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
But you know, she has
Heard
a lot of,
it's rough.
Heard it's good.
No, she's got a lot of like well thought out like media opinions. So I'm like, you know what? I would ask this person for some podcast topics.
Huh. People probably roll their eyes at us when we tell them about the things that we think are good. I know all of you do anytime I say something's
That's
good.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. Seb, I think you did a great job with this.
Thank you.
Not that you need a performance review, but I would like to let you know.
Out of five? You want to rate it out of five?
No.
Seb's...
I do not want to rate it out of five. I don't want to encourage grading on the show.
Yeah. Give me a gold star, Nick. I need it to feel good.
I could give you a gold star. But
he won't.
While we're jumping around, Cam, you wrote down a bunch of ideas that you said you've been thinking about on your self-imposed sabbatical from the show.
Yes.
And I would like to know what some of those are and what your thought process is on what makes a good episode.
Well, we actually wanted him to leave.
Excommunicado.
You're saying the quiet part out loud, Alex.
Yeah. Well, his performance review was sort really... It was
three
kind
strike
of,
situation.
It was below expectations, you know.
He suggested the fatal six.
Yeah. I was going to say the McNuggets. That's a three-strike situation.
Oh.
We have to talk about the social network for only 6 minutes. Never again.
Yep. A really good movie.
I'll talk to you about my life on the internet, and then you won't get to talk about social network.
All right, so, Cam, why don't you list out some of those ideas, talk a little bit
about
this.
When you say a bunch and written down, that's a little bit of an embellishment.
You were wrong on two counts.
I will pull up my current list, and we'll go through it real quick, because I just need to write them down more frequently. I'm so disorganized with it that I do have two lists in my notes app.
I totally understand.
A separate notes app that I have, but... On this one, I have...
Does the Notes app just come on your phone? I don't think I have a Notes app.
It does, but the one that came with my phone has ads. So what? I had to download
Bullshit.
A different one, I think.
What?
It's just confusing.
What kind of phone do you have, a Samsung?
I have a Pixel.
I have the same kind of phone.
I think maybe...
So. I don't think I have
this
Notes.
This does not fucking matter. Okay. So I...
We should get to the bottom
I had
of this.
Written down. I don't want to be here this long, so let's move on. I had YouTube subscriptions written down. I wanted something that...
Wow.
Because I know all four of us are avid YouTubers or YouTube watchers. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know a subscription that you have that maybe you made impulsively that you can't like get rid of, or something that you did because you liked the creator that isn't, you know, they... Don't have a big audience.
I prune those all the time.
Really? Mine's a mess.
I'm an unsubscriber big time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I should be, but I'm not. I have a lot of ones that I
No, yeah, that's something that we all engage with that we don't really
could
talk
make
about
for
though.
Some interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it could be terribly boring, depending on what we pull up.
I have been outvoted on in terms of being able to use that would be boring as a way to deter episode ideas.
Yeah. That would be boring is no longer a ballot.
This is the year of boring. So get fucking ready for it.
You said earlier. The next one I had was the movie Enemy, which was one of my first ideas to do for the show, and then we never got around to it. It's a movie. It's a Denis Villeneuve movie, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that?
And so with his new relevance, I was like, shit, we got to actually do that.
Jake Gyllenhaal. There's also an evil one.
Yes. It's about what if you encountered someone who looked exactly like you that isn't your twin or anything. Like it's like
a doppelganger
guy
type situation.
And that is just a really interesting movie, and I've always wanted to talk about that with you guys.
That came back up again somewhere, and I forget it was because
the Villeneuve talk with
Dune 2.
His new movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he was going to be maybe on Blank Check, I was like, oh shit. I mean, there's a chance to hear other people think about that movie. But also, I think it's funny for a segment, especially after watching the movie, of like, what would you do if you encountered this type of person?
Yeah.
Who looks exactly like you, but is maybe cooler or has a beard or has a different job or something.
He's
evil. Cool...
He can still smoke up, right?
Yeah, dude. Or you can have sex with him.
We're going to plow big time. Are you kidding me?
Then you find out his dick's bigger and you're like, what the fuck?
Blunt rotation of me and me.
You.
The dream blunt rotation.
The next thing I had, the third and final one, was Ex Machina, because I
think
I had learned that one of you hadn't seen it.
I watched it for a college course.
Oh, and you've seen it?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay, maybe that was why I wrote it down. I really like that movie. Oscar Isaac, good one.
Yeah, he's good.
Let me find my second list.
That's another Alex Garland, right? He's in the news now with Civil War.
I think
Mr. Civil War.
Yeah, I think it was him.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if there was
Civil
War?
Stand by.
What if there was Civil War?
Rhubarb.
Truly as far as the thought process got, I
think.
Peas and carrots. Yogurt. Hummus. No. Shit, where is this? I don't know where this is. I know.
Cam's next idea: go to a different grocery store.
That's on my list. I want to do the Italian grocery store by my place. Yeah. Or a some sort of boutique grocery store.
Sorry, I'm going to be like fake racist to Italians the entire time.
It's real.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it's allowed to Italians.
Shit, where did I write this down?
They were fascist ones. You can make fun of them.
Caramelized onions is an episode idea or a grocery list? What are you talking about?
No, that was... Oh, here's my list.
Caramelized onions is a
verb.
How many
more items are on this list? caramel and caramelized onions was on my list. Is making and both.
Never the two shall meet.
Because I don't know, you could. Wow. Could if you like. It's just a very it's like the slow cooking episode where you get out of it what you put into it, the longer you cook
it.
I
actually slow cook something on set on Sunday.
It's fun. Yeah. And I
check out our episode on slow
cooking.
Still
like doing that. The bear, which we did, right?
We do the bear again. The bear. Yep. I still haven't seen season two.
Good. My favorite of these, Roku/user interfaces. Yep.
Yes.
I'm getting a Roku TV. My birthday's coming up.
Oh, so dude, yeah.
I'm excited.
Just, I want to talk about Roku, and I want to talk about what interfaces are good and what are bad, because I know Nick and I have similar thoughts on the PS5.
We all have strong thoughts on streaming in general.
Streaming,
this is a big, this is a big part.
HBO Max, like a lot of this stuff has come up.
I call
it
HBO Min now.
Yeah.
The Xbox Game Pass interface is really good. But it's
good.
Not for long.
Unless you're trying to find a video game, then it doesn't work. in my experience.
Anyway. Yeah, well, we'll talk about it. Save it for the episode.
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
What?
I am on here because I liked that movie, and I'd really like to hear
Christian
you guys.
Christian Bale is a bad guy.
White Lotus, I want to talk about, the TV show, because I think it's really good. But
we're getting in right on time on that one.
Well, there is a new season.
Oh, okay. All right.
I am actually, so fuck off. But but there's
talking
I like both seasons
topics.
And
yeah.
all the episodes of each season so much that it'd be way too much for you guys to watch, I think. But
yeah, hour long prestige TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think probably it's
8 episodes a season, 14
I think
episodes.
Probably eight. It's
there is no such thing as 14 episodes season.
That doesn't exist. No, unless you're like the Mandalorian or something.
It is like
I don't think they even get
Netflix is like mandatory like 8 or 9.
Yeah, they've really the slim prestige streaming TV has definitely slimmed down.
I want another excuse to bitch about that.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I'm definitely
into
it.
That factors into that one too. Then I have The Vanishing, which I just sent in to you guys. Gossip Girl, I was trying to get it
wow.
a while. Yeah. Didn't quite get
XOXO
all the way
XOXO
in on
Gossip
it. But I just thought
they
it was
just
such
finished
a
up.
Good encapsulation of that period in time that it was fun to watch those like that type of scripted show one and then like what people are wearing and how they're acting and like
it's also
a show about
a
bunch of kids
drama.
Which is weird
is that,
as well.
Which one was Gossip Girl?
XOXO.
Yeah.
That's all I know about
so
it.
I'm trying to
Carl Tart
out...
did a podcast on
yeah.
it.
XOXO
okay,
Gossip
so,
Kings.
So when I was in freshman year of college, I had a TV, and I was the only one on the floor with a TV.
What?
For some
when
reason,
did you go to college?
Nobody cared to have a TV.
That is insane.
And,
that's
and
wild.
Hooked up the TV to
1970s.
to the cable there.
Seb was the only capitalist at the art.
Yeah.
Company.
Yeah. The only one who could afford a color TV when you went to college.
So one of my friends at the time, she was like, "Oh, I need to watch the show. It's the season finale is on. We're gonna find out who A is."
Mm-hmm.
That is Pretty Little Liars, I believe.
Okay.
Oh,
thank
nice.
You.
I'm I have no idea the yeah. differences between any
yep.
of them.
Yeah, not that
so
one.
So I let her,
Alex,
you know,
in many
come
ways,
into my room
you
and
my wife
finale.
Are very similar in knowledge of television.
I've got, yeah.
yeah. Oh, so like every time something comes up in the crossword, this show aired between 2008 and 1971. Yeah. And Emily's like, know it. Yeah. I know it.
Didn't know about Twilight, though. But yeah, so I let her like come into my room and just
yeah.
watch that. Because
yeah.
that was the
big cable TV.
Well,
had
those shows were so cliffhanger-based yeah. and season finale-based, which a lot of that is kind of come
it
and gone.
Like
and
a
gone
bygone
again.
Era almost.
Yeah. yeah, but then it came back with a little bit with prestige stuff, and then it kind of went away again, mm-hmm. and then it's back. I think it's really fluctuating. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, that was on
we'll
there.
We'll talk about TV.
And then I watched a couple episodes of that, and I didn't finish it, but,
okay,
then
did
I
you
had...
hear the episode we did, towards the end of last year on watching TV with ads that Alex made us
no, talk? I didn't.
it was fun. You should go check that out, if only to hear the, like, 30-minute Ice Road Truckers segment.
I do want it because I'm very curious about Ice Road Truckers, and because everything you guys told me about
Nick
it was
watched
not
it.
What
he
I
had
thought
to,
it was.
He had, Nick had to unpack exactly what they do on the show.
I'll have to listen to it.
Explain the premise of Ice Road
Truckers.
Because,
yeah,
like
when you told
times.
Me, I was baffled by it.
I still am surprised.
Yeah.
Drive on the ice.
Even though it's in the title.
It's so much more than that,
is,
though.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, that's for a different previous episode.
I think
the other one.
As far as TV stuff goes, real quick.
Yeah.
I have been like floating around a House MD episode for a while.
Alex is trying to make me blink on the House MD episode, and I'm not going to do it because I don't like it that much.
You love it. You're the, you know everything
I'm
about
play
it.
Play House on Nintendo DS for the first segment, and then I'm going to watch House.
Holy shit. It's an 8-hour episode. Then I had Black Christmas on there, which I do want to do around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Just a really good horror movie, 70s horror movie. They did remake it, too, so it might be fun to do the remake, too. But
yeah, two movies.
That's my usual thing. Yeah. Same with The Vanishing has an American remake that I heard is actually pretty good. But I think actually the best of these, maybe next to Roku / user interfaces, is The Idol, the Weeknd's HBO Max streaming show.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of this?
That's the one where he's a bad boyfriend, right?
Yes, and he has a rat tail in it. I think he seriously torpedoes himself in the show by making him such a bad person that every...
Is it a reality show or is it like...
No. Okay, so it's a drama show about a up-and-coming pop star who... I've only seen the first two episodes. So like falls in love / starts to get managed by The Weeknd,
okay.
who plays a different guy in the show, who has a really funny name, and now I can't remember what it is. But
that seems like Atlanta adjacent. I don't know if it's
a
similar vibe.
I think that he was going.
It is like
for...
super famous guy in a show. Yeah.
Yeah, playing someone else.
Yeah,
and he plays an unlikable character, and I think people.
People think that him?
Yeah, people were like, I can't believe he's doing this.
Like, I learned about this show that I was not interested in watching or knowing about beforehand through weird discourse about it where people are like, I can't believe that he did this shit. And I'm like, it's fake.
It's not
real. It's TV.
Yeah.
No, but he's in it. It's about
he's
him.
He's playing a bad guy in the show. And then
it's like, it's not unconscionable to write.
Media
a bad
literacy
thing to
is
happen.
At an all time low.
But
truly.
Also, I only watched the first two episodes, so I don't know if those fan reactions are justified or a small group
How
of people
it
or it doesn't matter.
He
but,
could be like a pagan who eats babies or something.
But
I don't even know.
It just was a really, I thought, interesting show. Maybe not good, but, and I was morbidly curious about it, so I think we should check that out sometime.
So what do you think makes for a good episode of this show?
That's tough because we do so many different types of episodes. I think I like, you know, do this with loose guidelines and then talking about the experience of doing it, not just the actual media of doing it. I don't like when we review things on this show, like we watch a movie and then say it was good at the end. Like I'd much rather
like to
be
say
like
how many stars I would
get. I like when we watch a movie or TV show or play a video game or something, but when I think those episodes are best when it gets us to talk, it like actually brings out discussion.
Yeah, like did you see
the Nick,
product
I think we're on the same page with this, but our episode last week on Black Fox was really interesting and cathartic because it brought out a lot of feelings we have, maybe I have, about like
you.
Anime as a medium. And it like didn't relate to the movie at all besides the fact that the movie was pretty mid. But it was just like, it was a vector by which to talk about a bunch of feelings that we have been sitting on for a while, I think.
Like how fake and hollow certain kinds of anime things can be, and how like
it's super interesting when something that you wouldn't expect brings us to a different conclusion like that,
which is, and I think that this came up as well when we were talking about The Menu. We had a lot to say about, like, even though the movie, the discourse is over, the discussion is over.
Yeah, it's the oldest news there could be.
It's too early for reappraisal. We still ended up coming up with different things to talk about through that. Like, it was still valuable in that way. And that is what I like about those kinds of episodes. But not everything lends itself to that.
Yeah. Sometimes it is just a Pixar movie.
Yeah. sometimes we don't know what's going to lend itself to discussion like that, though, exactly. until we actually record the podcast. Because a lot of the time we'll come in here and we'll be like, I think it's going to be a short one, and then we run for like
It never
hours.
Is. That's something. Wrong. That's a lesson that I at least
we like
I've
each other too much.
It's learned. The year of the boring topic.
Yeah, we'll have things.
You guys are pushing. You guys are gonna fucking try.
I feel like
we're gonna do Watch Paint Dry, and it's gonna be so good. You have
I
no
feel like
fucking
we've
idea.
Never been struggling to find things to talk about.
The only
on this show.
The only time we've ever actually struggled to find something to talk about was when we did Him in the Seventh Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I really felt like we hadn't gotten down how to pull something out to talk about for
we're
it.
We're going to have more practice with
the
music
the other thing
coming up.
Luckily, Nick does on all these episodes is a little bit of background research, which is extremely necessary for this podcast. And I always am interested, but never do it on time.
Yeah.
No. I'm doing it on the show usually. And just like that is so important to looking up who the musical artist is, what his life was like, and bands he played in maybe, or some crazy live show he did would add a lot more than, oh, I like this song.
Our recent Steely Dan episode turned out to be pretty well. That was our most recent music episode, and I think that the more music episodes we do, the better we get at doing them.
We will have some practice coming up as a teaser.
Looking forward to that. But I think that's a great summary. I think that this is the kind of thing that we're looking for, but it's hard to tell what will make for a good episode before you do it. And I have been maybe a little too quick to criticize some of the ideas that have come to the show.
I think we've all been.
Yeah,
things have been shot down and frequently, and sometimes have come back from being shot down.
I appreciate you guys not shooting down this episode,
despite trying.
It, apparently. Yep.
Despite trying to.
Alex.
Trying to one day before the episode,
no,
as I saw
in
the Discord.
We knew it was not. It was never my intention to make this episode happen.
No. Mm-hmm. But I think we were trying to make.
It's a bad idea, is what I'm saying. But we're doing it. We're doing it. We're already
how
doing
not
it now.
Easy it is for Alex and I to talk to human.
Thank
beings.
You for your bravery.
Yeah, I'm braver than the troops doing this.
Yeah.
So I tried to get some pulls from my family, but nobody committed on anything, unfortunately. So yesterday and a little bit today on Discord, I pulled our Dungeons & Dragons group, who is a lot of past suggestors of the show. But I wanted to get, because I don't, all right, this makes up friend of the show, Hunter, listener of the show, and friend of the show, Dom, Javor and Jensen, who I don't think have either listened nor suggested
Javor's
anything.
Javor's been on the show.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
But he has never listened.
He's done a solo episode with Nick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's true.
Or segment.
We did our One Piece thing. I feel like I want to remove that from the feed, if only because I know I could do it so much better now.
You got
to
remake it.
You can do it again. No one's going to be like, they did this already.
I don't think he's ever suggested something, but he came through with a good one. His first impulse was Fallout New Vegas, and I was like, it is a good idea.
Fallout kept coming up today at work.
He came through with a second suggestion that I liked a lot more. He specifically said Bloodsport, which I think would be really fun. But most of us have seen that also, but I specifically have been in a big JCVD area lately, so I was like, hell yeah, that would be a great episode, I think.
Oh, if this was unclear at all, I don't have any suggestions from other people because I didn't know I'd be here today.
Yeah.
Think that I'm saying that, it's so easy to ask people for suggestions and then come here with nothing.
Would you have done this?
I would have done what both of you guys did is go to parents because I'm not embarrassed to tell them I have a podcast. I would have gone to people
who
have been on.
They do listen to the
before.
Show sometimes.
Yeah. yeah, we'll talk.
My parents definitely and hopefully do not.
Right. And I would have gone to people who have been on the show before, people who know about the show, just like other friends who in the vicinity. And then I've told people at work about the show before. And I meant to say this is you can just lie to people too, you know. Like you can just say, I've said before my brother does a podcast. Like you can just lie and
that
say
is
it's
true.
I'm not on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I listen to this podcast. Yeah. I mean that's not even a lie, but that's one way to get suggestions.
I've used the podcast as a lie about other things.
That's so funny.
Well, I have done that, but no. My sister-in-law was trying to figure out a present for my mom. Yeah. And she was looking at some Stephen King books.
I think the...
And I was like, oh, my friend Cam was... like I And she was trying to find out if my mom had read them. So I was like, oh, Mom, my friend Cam was thinking about doing some Stephen King books for the podcast.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Wow, that's like super on brand.
Really layering it in.
Yeah. So I could actually be like, Cam is doing this. And she kept being like, have you done that episode yet? And because I've been asking her,
we did
like,
do one Stephen King book for the podcast.
We should do that episode that isn't on the schedule, but yeah that'd be fun.
But one thing for me that I thought that the premise, the way that this was pitched, that was weird to me a little bit, was like ask people around you what they've been doing and then lift that as a topic for the show, which is not. It seems weird. Especially, like,
I don't mean like steal it.
I think that it was I would have to broach like multiple things. Like, what have you been into lately? Oh, that's interesting. I do a podcast. What if we did that?
Yeah,
you're doing it in the wrong order.
All right, I do a podcast. What have you been doing lately?
Yeah.
Can we do that for the show?
Is there something that you have been doing lately that you think would make for good discussion?
No, it's permission just trying to watch the show.
You don't need their permission. No, I know.
It's definitely not. To me, I kept running into the like asking someone about something that they're interested in, and then instead of being genuinely engaged in that, then trying to put it into our show.
Yes, yeah. let me make this about me instead.
I don't think the two things are mutually exclusive, and maybe this just shows that I'm a self-centered dickhead or whatever, but I think that this is a way to engage with whatever they're saying, to show, like, I am listening to you, and to be like, you know, we do something different for a podcast every week, and that sounds like a good topic.
Yeah. Like that's the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. This is just my own neuroses, maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
But I
saw it's your consideration for others.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
It comes from a good place for sure.
Yeah.
But so I pulled the rest of the D&D group, and this is something that something specifically that Hunter has been into lately because we've been playing Dungeons and Dragons. Mm-hmm. Since we already did an episode on that, he suggested a great one that he has a 3D printer and he's been messing around with like creating his OCs. He did a little miniature of his D&D character.
That's awesome.
And I thought that that would be a super fun one because he has the means to print it.
Oh, painting miniatures?
Yeah, there's a website called Hero Forge, I believe, where you can make your little character. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like less than $10, I think, to get the 3D printer file. Mm-hmm. And so then he would make it, and then we would do like a paint or something.
Oh, that's really cool.
So he was talking about model painting. That's and all a that great stuff. Idea. And yeah, so I think that was a home run. I was super interested in trying to do that one. But because I mean, we've got characters that we've been doing, but I know you guys have something along those lines. You've got OCs.
I had a character I've been sitting on for a long time that I busted out in a way that didn't really make any sense for our D&D episode when we did it, and then that I also made into my character in Baldur's Gate.
I think it would be fun to bring that back, and that's since these topics are going in the hopper for a little while, I think that we'd have time to plan that if we wanted to pull that off.
Yeah, another big thing with this show is more than 1 week is required for a lot of really good episodes, and for planning ahead. And
it is nice. That's one of the things that makes having a lot of topics in the bank nice. If we can say, set a schedule and be like, this week we're doing this, here's what we've got for the next 5 weeks, then like I could be playing that longer video game, or I could be ordering something that's going to take a while to come in the mail, and then I have it for that week's episode or whatever.
I'm still gonna do it the day before while I'm at work.
I think back to that magazine episode a lot because I was so excited for that episode, got the magazine late, didn't have time to read it, read it briefly, forgot to write down the stuff I thought was interesting, and then just had nothing.
I was so annoyed I put the wrong address on one of those. I did finally get that Playboy, though.
I know. I mean, and I love having those
really
vintage magazines.
I was really happy with the two that I got and what I was able
to do. I think it was still fun, but I think I could have done it better.
Do you still have that film comment in your coffee table?
Yeah, it's still there. Actually, I just switched it out for a book Andrew gave me, the Legends of Localization.
Oh, that's a great book. Yeah. That's a great book.
And then Dom came through with like just a general idea because we have done Steely Dan recently, but he's like, you guys should do more music. He hasn't come through with a specific one yet, but I think we're gonna have a Dom suggestion for some sort of band or group coming up.
All right, I like the sound of that. Thanks, Alex. I think that actually turns out great. Like this is the sort of thing that we were looking for, and I especially. Oh man, miniature painting. I'm kind of
that was a
character
cool
creator on the website could be interesting. This the 3D sort of printer thing could be interesting.
Seb is already doing it. Seb is already doing
character. I didn't think it was odd at all that you were on your phone during the show. I didn't even think that it was
something else. So
we're
used
to pull up the list of ideas of stuff I got. So I had a really busy weekend, which made this a lot easier. On Friday,
doing a Make a Clam Chowder episode.
Somebody literally did tell us to do that. That's not a good old Swag 66. Fuck you, dude. Oh. I'm not doing that.
Sorry, I missed one from my mom, and I had teased it before we started recording. And it was, eat a food you hate. And I then workshopped that into make a recipe with a food you hate.
Wow. Mm. Can we do eat a food you're allergic to?
Fuck.
We can pull that into the wine one, maybe.
Yeah.
How many allergic reactions on the show is enough for you guys?
I know.
Like, how many times has that happened to me and I have to ask you guys, do you have Benadryl? And do you go, what's that?
Listen,
like,
we can all agree it was your fault.
You know what I've started doing since then? I keep it with me.
Wow. You keep that thing on you?
That's a good idea.
I keep the fucking thing on me. And now I have an actual EpiPen because I've been to a doctor since then. But hopefully I will never need to use that. But I had a really busy weekend.
We could do the EpiPen episode, though.
On Friday, I went to a bar to go to my friend John Coleman's 30th birthday party.
What?
Which was packed. There were tons of people there. And he's like, oh, you know, we rented out this space and I didn't know if it was going to happen.
Wow.
But like
nice.
A ton of fucking people showed up and it was very nice.
That's big.
And I talked to some people I knew and a bunch of people I didn't know. And I talked to John himself, but because it was his birthday and everyone was handing him drinks, it was maybe a little bit too far in the night and I could not get a coherent idea from him.
Yeah.
But he said a lot of things. The one that I told him, like, look, if you're interested in any of this stuff, here tomorrow. And he kept saying that he wanted to be on the show.
All right.
So, and I'm like, look, I would love to have you on the show. Seb and I played D&D with John Coleman a long time ago.
Oh, he was so good.
He was great. He's a great personality. We love him so much. I would love to have him on. He suggested a bunch of things, but I think the only one that was like really coherent or close to it was him talking about the Beyonce's self-titled 2014 album. The one that she dropped with the shadow dropped with no promotion.
Yeah.
And how it still hit number one and how it was actually really good.
Oh, okay.
But I talked to a bunch of other people there
music
who didn't really have any ideas, but I got to tell a bunch of stories because there's enough people who don't know me personally. I got to tell a bunch of stories of stuff that happened on the show. And one of the ones that I was thinking about was when we did the fast cooking episode. And and specifically when I was trying to have a bunch of things cooking at the same time. And then I immediately sliced my thumb open because I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to cook too many things at once.
They do that on Chopped all the time. You got to go over and get the PA to put the little glove on your hand. It's embarrassing. And you forget the cilantro.
I'm looking at the one that happened to me while I was cooking too fast recently this week.
But that was a really great time. And even though I didn't get an ironclad suggestion from there, it was still a fun point of discussion that ended up bringing up a lot of conversation. And then on Saturday, I went to the Crab Bucket. At the Crab Bucket, there was a clam chowder competition, which is what Alex keeps saying. But I talked to
that didn't make the edit.
I'll leave it in.
All right,
fine. That and McClunky can both be in.
There was a clam chowder competition.
Okay. There were three clam chowders there, and they were all pretty good.
Oh, three.
Yeah, it's if more than three, I think would have been untenable for the amount of food that a pot of clam chowder brings.
I'm just thinking about the Simpsons chili episode. I assumed it was.
So. Well, it was people arguing about clam chowder, and then it turned into a contest thing.
The
thing is, three good clam chowders got brought to
the crab bucket. Would also be a good terminology for a fighting game thing.
That's it. That's why.
That's
he
what
it
was.
It. Yeah. So he, I explained this before we were on mic.
All right.
But,
sorry, I'm retreading. All
Team Crab is a made up organization by our good friend Ice Car, who created it specifically to counter the team of good players who are up towards the Mass area who go by Evil Gang, who are not a real sponsor team or anything, but they put that in front of their names and they fucking win everything. Nice. So Icecar's like, well, I could have a sponsor too. You can't, like, you can't stop me from having a sponsor here. Here's $1. I'm sponsoring you now. You're Team Crab.
Hell yeah.
Everything evolves into a crab eventually. And then when we all hang out and compete against each other, that's Crab Bucket.
That's awesome.
We're all pulling each other down. And I went there. I had some fighting game friends were there. Some people I who just know Icecar were there. And I talked to some friends about episode ideas, and I got some really good ones that I wanted to repeat here. So One Outs is a sports anime.
Whoa.
And this is from my good friend Magnitude, who said
that's a big poll.
He said it's the only sports anime he's ever liked.
So there's one of them. I don't know if it's One Outs or if it's one of the other sports anime, but one of the ones that I tried to watch was like it was like 5 seasons, but it follows the kid from like Little League up until the major league, which is really cool. But I don't think it's baseball? One Outs. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a gambling form of baseball.
Oh, all right. Different one then.
He gets 5 million yen for every out he pitches, but he loses 50 million yen for every point he gives up.
It's a Kaiji situation.
As a pitcher. So I think that is, I was like, okay, I've never heard of this. And that sounds like,
it's got to get more than one out, I hope.
That sounds awesome. Like, yeah. I fucking love that.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Also there was somebody I brought up on the show before in our Votoms episode, our good friend Meryl. She suggested, she is super into Mahjong, right? Like, she loves Mahjong. She's like, she said, I won't specifically say play Mahjong, but I will say learn a gambling game you don't already know.
Okay.
And I think that that could be a really good episode. And when I told Emily about it when I got home, she said, oh, you should learn Liar's Dice. And I'm like, that's actually like a really good idea.
That sounds fun.
That could be fun.
I gotta go learn one of those Chinese games at the casino.
So a couple of other people gave me incoherent or stupid ideas that I didn't write down.
Ringing endorsement.
Do a shot.
We should do. That would be a good episode.
Yeah,
it'd
be fun.
Invent a hammer with a camera inside. You know how it is.
Hammer.
Okay. But then. The next day I went to go see our parents, and I talked to, after Dad showed us his like electric truck.
Yeah, that car is fucking insane.
Yeah, the fucking spaceship car. Yeah. I asked him.
You got another new truck, or is this the one that I got? I got to see.
This is a new one. It's smaller. It's smaller and it's full electric. It's so quiet.
Okay, now I don't have to make fun of him as much.
Yeah, he switched it out because the other one was too gigantic.
It's too huge. The truck was too big.
What are you going to use it for?
He's a tall guy, and that was too big for him.
Too big.
It wasn't too big for him. It was too big for the garage.
Too big for parking. That's funny. At a store or at a place of business.
He has been talking about this for a little while, but I knew who this was sort of thing he was going to suggest. He wanted us to watch Tokyo Vice.
Wow.
Which I heard is quite good.
I was going to play the new Yakuza and watch Tokyo Vice. That was my plan for the summer.
I have also, this is not something he suggested, but I've also heard that Shogun is really good. That's like,
I cannot believe it's really good.
Me either,
it's baffling to me that it would be really good.
Maybe I need to do some recon on that. If I ever have a spare.
Well, no, I mean, I have heard it's good, but yeah.
Yeah, but you can't believe that.
No.
Half hour, you wish.
Yeah.
Sure, there are 48 minutes each.
Tokyo Vice, of course,
eight of them.
Like, you know, procedural kind of, well, not procedural, it's like a cop show, but with the added culture shock of having to deal with Japanese and English speakers and the culture clash that comes between
them. And the time setting.
And the time setting, yes. It's
older.
But I think that would make for a good episode. And then I was working with my friend Anderson on Monday of this week, and he said that we should go go-karting, which there's a place right nearby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would not be that hard.
You guys, I would smoke you, though.
Oh, you would? You got some experience?
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
I've never been go-karting.
Yeah, I think that
I drive like that on the road, so.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
These don't go that fast.
Yeah.
I think that would be
we actually probably drive to a closer speed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the last thing, I was talking about this with my coworker, Dylan, earlier today. Because he just, like, I didn't even bring it up. He was the one who said, so what are you doing for the podcast this week?
Wow.
And I explained it to him.
You've conditioned all of your
coworkers.
It would be cool if you did a game of the year so far in like June. Oh. If you did like a halfway. And I'm like,
really overestimating the amount of games I've played.
Yeah, well, you stopped playing video games because you decided you found out that you the only one you ever needed to play again was Pokemon Colosseum for some reason. But a ton of good games fucking came out this year, and if I wasn't playing Baldur's Gate 3, I would have had time to try some of them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the trouble.
But
talk about needing time to prepare for an episode.
I've been doing Valheim and more Valheim.
If I actually think with 2 months I could get a decent chunk of stuff. Going for it.
I can maybe play one game in two months.
I've got. What have I played? I played at least one thing that came out this year so far. The Tekken came out this year.
I don't think I even looked at one game that came out this year.
Neither way.
You were about to. You asked me about
it. I know, yeah. I almost played a game from January. Wow. That would have been a good start. But
these are the things I've got. So this, all these things that we brought up, combined with the stuff that we already had going,
they're all getting
combined with the suggestions from the Google form, I think that we've got like, I think that some of these can probably be excised. We don't need to keep
all of
these.
We've got all of year six of the podcast sorted out.
Absolutely. In terms of guest episodes, we don't need to go around panhandling for these anymore. But
that said, please send in your
please
suggestions.
Please send them in.
Yeah. At this point, if you have a good one, you can probably jump the line if you want.
One that we actually really would want to do.
If you come up with something better than cheese, please let me know.
Cheese is good, but you don't great. Like it.
Yeah.
It would have been good.
I'm going to be the dissenting voice on the cheese episode.
You hate it that
what
much?
Else is new?
I don't like it. Like, I can enjoy cheese.
He doesn't like chocolate.
Just eating
he's
cheese
not even
on
allergic.
Its own is gross. I'd find that
okay,
so
we'll
gross.
Okay, we'll get crackers.
No, it's just going to be a cheese. It's going to be a loose cheese.
Yeah, it should be a loose cheese.
If you have a better idea than the cheese episode, please
not
send
possible.
It to...
If Nick ever goes on a vacation, we'll do the cheese episode.
I'm going on vacation at the end of May, actually.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a good
cheese
spot.
Episode.
Cheese episode.
We should do Burger King Shake 'Em Up fries.
I think this is like the third time you've suggested that.
Definitely in the double digits. So yeah. Something that you can't get.
You gotta make it yourself.
A defunct fast food item. We should do that for the show.
You should invent a hammer with a camera inside.
Who said that to you?
Nobody said that to me. This is a comment under an Elon Musk post.
Yeah. This has come up on the podcast.
Yeah, this is
that's funny.
I think of it so much that I can't, like in terms of like useless suggestion.
Yeah,
like
bad. It rolls a lot of what we talked about in this episode.
Yeah.
Bad comment, useless suggestion, antagonistic fan, I guess.
Parasocial.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. I'm happy with how this episode turned out. And I'm really looking forward to organizing some of these into an actual list that we can sort of look forward to for these episodes on the show. And if you are listening right now and you think any of these ideas stand out to you as an interesting thing, I would like to
let us know which one you like best on a scale of 1 to 5.
Yeah, sure. Why not? And also, in the body, the description of this episode, I have placed the Google form that I was talking about earlier.
What?
So if you are listening to the show and you want to submit an idea, but you don't want to send us an email because it's annoying or stupid.
Would you rather fill out a form?
It's like one thing. It's,
yeah.
It's
about the same amount of work as an email. I'm more making fun of the people who don't want to send an email. The email is probably easier.
But you can click on that Google form and that goes directly into our email stuff, our Google form
email
stuff. We get pinged on it. And
it sends us an email.
Nick definitely knows what it does, so don't.
I mean, he's just trying not to say we'll get an email when you put it in.
I'm trying to make it sound easier.
Yeah, I know.
It comes through the pneumatic tube and
I'm
goes through the.
I'm not saying that it's difficult. It's more difficult.
Powerhouse plays. It goes doo doo doo.
We got one.
All right, so.
The Pony Express brings us a letter.
What are we doing next week,
hello.
Alex?
So I teased it at the top of the show. We're getting back into some music.
All right.
We're going back to the year 1977. I wasn't going to
let
you guys leave it.
Wow. Hey, all right.
Sorcerer.
We'll be listening. You'll be listening to William
it's
Friedkin's
rumors,
movie,
right?
Sorcerer.
Oh, listening to it.
It's Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, right?
Yeah.
I wish.
We will be listening to the 1977 Billy Joel album, The Stranger.
Ooh.
Oh,
all right.
A specific
right.
album.
That's correct.
I am really looking forward to this. This is. I think now that we have more of a vocabulary for it, our music episodes are going to become a little more frequent, but I'm not really a Joel head. This is going to be,
I'm anti-Joel.
You're anti-Joel.
I'm anti-Joel.
Oh, wow. How did you,
anti...
Too catchy.
Oh, wow.
Too catchy.
Too much.
Wow. Too many earworm.
He's got too all many right, good right. songs.
I think that's going to come up a little bit next week. Cam, thank you so much for joining us impromptu on the show. I know you don't get to come every time now, but I would...
Just make sure she comes every time and you'll be good.
Stop.
but also, I'm looking forward to having you on for some of those ideas you had or for any of the other ones that you just find interesting. We'll try and keep you in the loop when you can be here.
Yep. Always like to see you guys.
Mm-hmm. You don't need an excuse, but it's nice to have one.
You don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps.
By, so I couldn't say no to this stuff. And I also like to talk about the state of suggestions on the podcast, because I think it's something important to relay to the people of you can send whatever you want.
State of the podcast
there's no rules.
That's right.
Just fucking Stotus. Send something. And if we don't like it, we won't Stopus. Do it. So.
I came up with... I came up with some really good ideas after I had already committed to doing this for this week's show. I was talking about it last week with them.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Send an email through.